This message is titled, A Hammer, a Donut, and a Bible, taken from Psalms 37, verse 5, and 34, verse 9, or 8, depending on your version. Have you taken the tools God provides and turned them into guilty pleasures? My name is Linda, and I stand guilty as charged. I've spent most of my life overweight. I was never very athletic or physically active. I was more the type to curl up with a book or grab a pen and paper. However, if I stopped misusing my tools, it may have made a difference. When my husband and I met, my all-purpose tool was my hammer, which he took away from me for years. He loved to tell the story of how I beat a screw into the wall, or tried. I didn't have a proper toolbox or the knowledge to use one. Thank God he sent me a handyman. Some things take longer to get through my stiff neck. A huge misuse of God's provision has now become crystal clear to me, as I'm about to be 60 years old. It concerns the tool of food. My favorite foods have always been bread, pasta, and sweets, which equal a recipe for diabetes. Recently, my husband and I have changed the way we eat, and for the first time in my life, I am at a healthy weight, and my diabetes is under control. By God's grace, I don't suffer many cravings. Another tool often misused can make you spiritually healthy when ingested properly. The Bible. How many people use a Bible in the decor of their home but don't realize the quality of the fuel between the covers? Commit your way to Adonai, the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. What is your guilty pleasure? Put it in the Lord's hands today and spend some time in His book. Taste and see that Adonai is good. How blessed are those who take refuge in Him.